This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.
As the Republican National Convention got underway Monday, former Arizona Senator Jeff Flake and more than two dozen other former Republican members of Congress endorsed Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. The Biden campaign announced that the former lawmakers joined its new Republicans for Biden program, which launched today. It's part of the campaign's efforts to engage with Republicans who've lost faith in their own party's candidate, the incumbent president Donald Trump. In a statement to Fox News, the Trump campaign dismissed the announcement. The Trump campaign will feature some of its own converts at the Republican National Convention, including New Jersey Representative Jeff Van Drew, who said last year he was switching to the Republican Party. Just minutes after delegates to the Republican National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, formally awarded him the party's nomination Monday, President Donald Trump took to the stage to make nearly an hour-long speech in an unannounced but highly expected appearance. He told his audience that the Democrats are, in his words, trying to steal the election. He didn't provide evidence for his remarks, speculating on the use of mail-in ballots designed to protect against the spread of COVID-19. Mr. Trump said the only way the Democrats can defeat him at the polls in November is through a rigged election. Suppose they don't mail them to Republican neighborhoods, he said. As part of a significantly scaled-back proceeding in response to the coronavirus pandemic, only a small fraction of the total Republican delegates took part in nominating Mr. Trump and Vice President Mike Pence for a second term. In a break from tradition, President Trump is set to speak to the delegates on each of the 4 days of the convention. Usually, a nominee doesn't speak until he formally accepts the nomination on the final day of the event. Mr. Trump is expected to formally accept on Thursday the nomination in a speech from the White House to be followed by fireworks. VOA News. Talks between West African envoys and Mali's new military rulers on Monday failed to yield an agreement on how the country should return to civilian rule after last week's coup. According to negotiators, separately both sides said ousted President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, whose return to office had initially been demanded by the regional bloc ECOWAS, no longer wished to govern. Deadlock on the key issue of civilian transition emerged after the fledgling junta denied it wanted a three-year handover period overseen by a soldier. The new junta's spokesman told reporters that there were discussions on both sides. Nothing has been decided. The August 18th coup has shocked Mali's neighbors, who fear that a fragile state battling jihadism and an economic slump may slide into chaos. Forecasters are warning Tropical Storm Laura is likely to become a hurricane Tuesday as it heads into the warm waters of the Caribbean, while its twin Storm Marco is losing strength but will still produce heavy and high winds as it approaches the Gulf Coast of the southern United States. The storm is forecast to make landfall late Wednesday or early Thursday in a zone between roughly New Orleans and Houston. The National Hurricane Center is urging residents and businesses in those areas to have their emergency plans in place. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is deploying the National Guard to the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, to prevent violence after the police shooting of a black man. 29-year-old Jacob Blake was shot in the back and seriously wounded on Sunday evening as he leaned into a car with his three children inside. Reports say Blake was in stable condition Monday at a Milwaukee hospital. Police were reported to be responding to a domestic dispute, although circumstances surrounding the shooting are unclear. The three officers, whose race was not made public, have been placed on administrative leave. The shooting sparked a night of violence Sunday night. Officials announced an overnight curfew in Kenosha for Monday. The World Health Organization said Monday 9 vaccines are being evaluated by its cooperative COVAX facility. The COVAX program was established earlier this year to guarantee equal access to COVID-19 treatments and vaccines. Speaking at his usual briefing at the agency's Geneva headquarters, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said it makes economic sense to make sure all nations have access to vaccines and treatments. He said if only a small number of the richest countries get most of the supply, it would only prolong the pandemic. The WHO chief urged other nations who are not participating to join COVAX. More resources and more vaccines are needed, he said. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.